A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 10, beginning at verse 32. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Here ends the lection.
If you were to travel to Wittenberg, Germany, you will see in one of the halls there dedicated to some of the historical events that took place at the time of the Reformation, an enormous painting of Dr. Luther standing before the emperor, depicting his great stand in 1521, where he had to stand and confess his faith in Christ. One man, you might say, standing against the world, his famous "Here I Stand" speech. The Bible contains many examples of individuals who had to sort of stand up, sometimes one against many, to defend God's truth. We think of the prophet Elijah and the prophets of Baal. Stephen, who was martyred outside of Jerusalem. And likewise, in the history of the church, in the early church, Polycarp, many of the martyrs that were put to death. even up into the 1400s with John Huss. The truth and the true faith requires confession, and it also creates confession of the truth. To believe in Christ means also to confess Christ. There's no neutral ground. There is either confession or there's denial. And to whimper out and to be silent is tantamount to denial. Confession is a natural byproduct of this Christian faith. To believe something and to confess means that you make assertions about that faith, assertions of what you know to be true. As Luther once said, take away assertions and you take away Christianity. And a Christian delights in having this truth and possessing that truth and making those assertions, even though sometimes that may be difficult. Christianity is not a religion for cowards. To stand and confess Christ, to stand up for what His Word says in a wicked and evil world that so oppresses God's truth, this is difficult. It's hard. And one of the reasons confessing Christ is so hard is because the doctrine of Christ goes and runs so naturally against our way of thinking, our natural way of thinking in man's heart. To basically come at us and tell us that we are wicked, deplorable sinners with no hope of getting to heaven on our own, that man has nothing to offer God at all, not even in his will, and to have to admit and confess that as truth is difficult for our prideful, sinful human hearts to hear. And to hear that it can only be done, our salvation could only be worked out through the work of God's own Son, who came into this world on our behalf to go and die on the cross, to pay the full penalty for every sin of anybody in this room and through the whole world, so that you could be and are now declared forgiven by God, and by faith in Him alone that you have the hope of heaven. This is not a religion that the world likes to hear. It goes against our grain. But the world needs the confession of the church. Peter put it so well. Salvation is found in no one else besides Christ, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Ironically, the one institution in this world that actually provides the hope of everlasting life and the resurrection from the dead and eternal life for all of humanity is the most oppressed and hated and despised in our world. And Jesus assumes in our text that we just heard read that there will be opposition. There will be a temptation for us to deny. Today we do something very special on our campus. We fill once again the contents into the cornerstone box that will be sealed into Old Main, maybe to be opened 100 years from now. Bethany Lutheran College is not about brick and mortar and buildings, but it's about what takes place inside of those buildings and the souls that are touched by that wonderful truth that is confessed and professed in those classrooms. 100 years from now, when that time capsule is again opened, there may be fewer and fewer people in this world who appreciate that truth. We hope and pray that those who open it 100 years from now will still love it and appreciate it. But may you, as a generation, say to yourselves through faith, with God as your witness, may the loss of God's truth not happen on our watch. If we confess the truth, we will provide that beautiful salvation for others. But if we deny the truth, who will it ever help? Martin Luther, as he stood there before the emperor at Worms, was thinking beyond that moment and thinking even beyond the end of his life and thinking instead of Judgment Day. True Christian confession is always thinking of Judgment Day. Jesus says, "Whosoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father in heaven." So may God give you the faith and the courage in your life to faithfully confess Christ throughout your life so that on Judgment Day, you get to hear Him confess you. Amen.
Let us pray together the Litany Prayer in your worship folder. Please rise. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the continuance of your church among us with the sacred means of salvation to everlasting life. We beseech you, preserve this salutary institution that it may be a blessing for generations to come. We ask this all in the name of our Redeemer who has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now we will proceed outdoors to the south end of Old Main. If you need the words for the concluding hymn, you may want to take that sheet along with you today. Let us all proceed.